Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Lumify. Don't you just love when someone looks at you and says, "What were you up to last night?" Well, no matter how late you were up the night before, Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops can help your eyes look more refreshed and awake. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute to help your eyes look brighter and whiter for up to 8 hours. No wonder it has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. You won't believe your eyes. You know you can trust them, though, because they're made by the eye care experts at Bausch and Lomb, and they're backed by 6 clinical studies. Eye doctors trust them, too. They're the number one recommended redness reliever eye drop. The one and only Lumify is an amazing drop that will have people saying, "Something's different about you," in the best way possible. So check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. That's LumifyEyes.com. Thank you so much, Lumify, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week we discuss the legacy of Pizza Face and Air Boy, our favorite things in the Animal Crossing update, and our trip to Outside Lands, plus some do's, don'ts, tips, and tricks to festival safety. Stick around, subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts, and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble. Hi, Corey.
Oh, hello, pumpkin sugar pie, honey bear, twinkle toes, tickle butt, forehead queen, earlobe.
Yes.
Boo. Earlobe bay.
Yeah, that's what they call me.
Earlobe bay.
I'm glad you got the memo, because everyone has been calling me all those things, and I was worried that you wouldn't.
They're all, "Hey, earlobe bay, you wanna..."
No, I'm more of like a pizza face and ear boy. You know about them?
I don't. You've been talking a lot about them. I don't know. Is pizza face from Spaceballs?
Pizza face and ear boy are from All That. That's it.
Oh, whomst was which?
I don't know.
When it comes to All That, I don't...
Some youth. I'm sure they're 40 now.
When it comes to All That, I don't know all. I just know some of that.
Some of that.
I just know about...
Some of that.
I just know about Mary Death Denberg.
Who? Do you? Because it doesn't sound like it.
Lori Beth Denberg.
Lori Beth.
I know about the French guy in the hot tub, bathtub. Wee wee. Hey, hey.
Amanda?
No, Kel or Keenan.
Anyway.
Keenan.
I'm not here to talk about Pizza Face and Ear Boy, but if anybody is, we can talk about it on the Patreon.
If you had
on the Discord, if you, so just hit me up.
If you had to fuck one.
Pizza Face or Ear Boy? Well, I do like to whisper sweet nothings, so like Ear Boy would be receptive, but I also love to just...
Okay, wait.
But I don't think I want to eat his face.
Hold on. Okay, so suddenly I'm looking at Pizza Face and Ear Boy, and this does sound familiar.
Yeah, well, okay, so I guess I would go with Ear Boy because I would not want to be tempted while I'm making out with Pizza Face to be all like taking a nibble on his lower lip, you know what I'm saying?
There's a picture that I'm looking at right now that says, "Where are Ear Boy and Pizza Face now?" And Ear Boy looks hot as fuck.
Okay, well, please post it in the Discord.
let me get a screenshot. I hope.
Certainly, I'm not the only one wondering about Pizza Face and Ear Boy.
I'm not clicking
I kind of just feel like if we're cheek to cheek, me and Pizza Face, it's going to be greasy.
I think that would be a great Halloween costume.
I agree. Hudson and I are talking about it.
Halloween.
See you next Halloween.
Over, baby.
Is it? We had the best Halloween. You want to talk about it?
We had the very best Halloween. Yeah, let's dive in.
We didn't dress up.
You don't know what I did.
Did you dress up?
I slept in a costume that night.
I actually don't know. Did you? I have no clue.
I slept in a mask. I tried on that Max and the Wild Things costume for a minute. So
okay, you put it on for 3 minutes. Happy Halloween.
Closer to 15.
So I went to San Francisco for candy. Halloween weekend. And stayed with Corey. Corey, thank you for hosting.
Well, she hosts.
She hosts. She hosts.
She hosts.
It was Outside Lands weekend. It was our, how many Outside Lands have you been to?
That was mine and your second.
I've been to three, I think.
I think you went to one, maybe. Yeah, you went to one a year when I was out of town.
Well, I had so much fun. I think it was one of the best ones yet.
Honestly, I love Outside Lands so much. I think so nice to have a music festival in my own backyard. So nice to be able to like sleep in my own bed. So nice to like be able to pull frozen pizzas out of the freezer and cook them when we get home at 11 o'clock.
Yep.
Yep. So nice to not have to like wake up and feel rushed.
Yep.
If y'all,
I know that's right.
Y'all go to a music festival in your own hometown. It's hashtag worth it.
It was pretty good. I mean, me personally, I am more of like a EDM type of techno rave queen. And so Outside Lands is a variety type of genre festival where it's like each stage kind of has a different vibe, or they have a whole bunch of different artists that are like very varied in their genres.
Yeah, I think they do a good job of like having a little bit of something for everyone. Although, what was for the parents this year? Tame Impala?
Well, baby, let me tell you, we are the parents.
No,
we are the age of parents.
No, baby. Oh, I could be a parent.
I think it's the Strokes.
No, I mean like the Gen Xers, baby boomers.
I don't know if there was any like you know. I'm looking at the lineup now. There was no like...
Like, where was the Elton John?
Who's that
Where
man?
Was the Paul Simon?
Bob... Where, Paul Simon. Sure, yeah.
Where
things like
was,
that. Things of that.
Yeah, who were... I don't think they had that.
Nelly?
Oh,
Nelly?
God.
I think it was Nelly.
One of our friends saw that Nelly set. We did not. We walked by it. And they said he really took an opportunity to take the microphone and name all of his hits and did like a full resume of how they performed on the Hot 100.
Oh,
did you know that? He was all,
no,
this
didn't.
Next one was number one in 14 countries.
Well, sometimes you got to remind the kids.
Well, listen, no, I think if you've got bangers, they're going to speak to all ages.
I agree.
When we walked by it.
When I saw Janet Jackson at some festival,
it was at Outside Lands.
After hit after hit.
It was literally at Outside Lands.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
I'm thinking of a different time I saw Janet
in
New York.
In 2018, when I didn't go, she was at Outside Lands and all my friends went and saw her.
Well, she didn't have to remind anyone who the hell she was because she did hit after hit after hit.
Yeah.
And it was like,
Nelly,
you know what? You knew what the fuck was up.
They said Nelly even played Cruise featuring Florida Georgia Line. But, I mean, I don't think Mr. Florida or Mr. Georgia were there.
Is that how that goes? Are those two different people, Florida and Georgia? Those two people are two people?
That's their names.
Nuh-uh. You're lying. You're a liar.
They're from the border. They live on the border. One lives in Florida, one lives
on the
in
line.
Georgia. Yeah. Okay. It's all, look
who,
at me.
Who are your favorites? Who are your favorites that you saw this weekend?
That weekend? I loved, oh gosh, well, you got to put
you
me on the
Boys
spot.
Noise.
I loved Boys and Noise. I loved,
Rufus De Soul.
Rufus De Soul. I loved, SG Lewis.
I didn't see SG Lewis. I was a little jealous.
I
you loved LPGOB.
I loved LPGOB. I loved whoever that girl was at the Heineken tent. What was her name? She went on before Khalees, and I forgot
Ooh.
To Google it. And she was like,
I'm looking it up. Geostar.
Geostar. And some guy got on stage and was all, I found her in the desert, and her dream was to play for people. She was a good time.
Oh my gosh, such a vibe. The our two places that we stayed the most, the Soma tent, which was like the techno rave area.
Yeah.
And then the house by Heineken. It was so good. I feel like when you find a spot where everyone's on the same vibe, where everyone's boogieing, where everyone is giving each other space, where everyone is like good vibes and respecting each other and like inclusive. And if somebody's like dancing near you, you don't like I don't know. There's an energy that's like kind and inclusive. The house by Heineken had that all day, every day. I felt like we could go there anytime. It was really good. Plus, special shout out to Heineken who hooked us up
with
VIP wristbands. Oh my God. Thank you so much, Heineken.
They were the best. We were like, we had sneaky access to like the front of every stage, every like little area. I felt like a king, a prince, a princess.
You were a VIP, courtesy of Heineken.
I was VIP.
Listen, I like to wiggle and giggle and boogie, and a cold, refreshing Heineken was the key to my happiness every afternoon. So thank you, Heineken. I was really feeling the vibe.
They were the best. Honestly, thank you for hooking us up because we had the best weekend and we got to like bring some of our friends along and we all just loved every moment of it.
But yeah, you are absolutely right. I want to post a video that I have of Geostar from the Heineken tent.
Oh my God, yeah.
Her whole energy, she like, am I allowed to say it? She had her everything out and pasties and wiggling and giggling and screaming with the crowd.
She had a stuffed animal that she was like, a unicorn she was playing with.
I feel like though, you could tell it was her like, this was the best day of her life.
Absolutely.
And that like the crowd was feeling that with her. And I think it's really like, obviously it's like fun when you know the people on the lineups at a festival, like, cool, Nelly's gonna be there. Like, you can tell your mom's gonna be like, who's gonna be there? And she'll know who Nelly is. But finding an artist like Geostar in the middle of the day and it's everybody's best time. That's the vibe. So Heineken, you nailed it.
I was gonna say that, and honestly, that's what I've said is always my favorite part about festivals in general, is just like stumbling across the stage, stumbling across a tent, and just finding somebody like your new fave. And yeah, that's why I just love festivals. And I had the best time with you, and I'm glad you were here.
Yeah, it had been a minute since we had like got to hang. Well, so I was really
that's like
taking it all in.
All my other like friends here were asking when the last time I saw you was. And I was like, well, I saw him for 30 minutes in 2020, and then I saw you at in Palm Springs this year for Labor Day, and then it was this.
You're right.
But no, I mean, I've seen you like, that was the third time, and this was like the most time we've spent together in literally almost 2 years.
Yeah, it was kind of a perfect little crew, if I dare say so myself.
Listen, when I go to festivals, when I go out to dinner, when I go to weekend trips, like more than six people is too many for me, honestly, with any of those. Like, that's like, you want a tight little crew where you can like dip in and out of things. Like, don't invite me to a big birthday dinner with 14 people dividing up who ate how many pieces of sushi. I'm not doing it.
Oh, no.
It stresses me out. So while it was fun to like see others and like mingle with other groups, I loved our little crew we had.
Yeah, it was good. And plus it was nice on a personal level to like, it was my first festival with Hudson, which was really nice. I was a little nervous because you never know. It's like, especially when you start dating somebody during the pandemic, you don't really know what they're like in like different types of settings. Yeah. And there were like zero hiccups. And
right.
I was vibing and we were on the exact same wavelength. And
I mean,
it was good.
I was the same way. It was like we were bringing together like groups of new people. And like, I guess you and I were the connecting points, but I was like nervous and just wanted everyone to get along and have the best time. And I think we really hit that on
I mean,
all
clearly
cylinders.
It speaks to our taste if you bring to the table and who I bring to the table all like fall in love with each other. I mean,
well, are we kindness punks?
I think we're kindness punks.
I think we were kindness punks. Do you ever wear your kindness
pumps? I posted a picture of the two of us from the festival, and the comments are all, Corey and his mullet?
Had they not seen it?
I don't know.
I guess the actually
people
probably
were surprised
not.
And bewildered.
I went to this past weekend, like 2 days ago, I went to the Fleet Mac Wood which is like a Fleetwood Mac cover band DJ thing in San Francisco. And everyone gets super witchy and everyone dresses like very 70s and like Stevie Nicks. And it's just the best time. And anyway, I felt like it was like my big debut because I haven't done anything like that in forever. And so I saw so many people and I would go up and say hi to them. And they were like, I don't know who you are. And then they would look a little.
That was me.
Bitch, then they'd look a little closer. I literally, there were like four different people that I said hi to, and they were like, I think you think I'm the wrong person. And I was like, bitch, I know who you are. You don't know who I am.
I went to go see Gorgon City two nights ago, this past weekend or something. And literally, so many people did like triple takes because I hadn't seen them since I got LASIK and since I have a mustache and since I like buzzed my head and like all these different things. And somebody, I said hi to somebody. Oh, I spent like a lot of time at that concert with one of your exes, by the way. Did you get the video from him?
No, I mean, and I've just got.
We made a little video to say hello. I'll tell him to send it to you.
Oh, wow. Can't wait.
He had a lot of, we had a lot of fun. It was fun. Anyway.
Well, you do love fun.
I do love fun. It's true.
You do love to laugh.
Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Discover. Are you tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Thank you so much, Discover, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, which is Apartments.com. Apartments.com has more rental listings than anywhere else, so finding the perfect place is easier than ever, and so is finally moving in together. Just the two of you. It's a big step. Lots of new responsibilities, lots of adjustments. Most likely, they'll wake you up at odd hours to go to the bathroom, and you'll most definitely find yourself in trouble coming home late for dinner, and they might even unroll all your toilet paper next time. It's just what happens when you two find a new place together. But you're not doing it because you feel like it. No, you're doing it because you love them, because they're family. And that's why Apartments.com has more pet-friendly rental listings on the internet, so that you and your furry family can find the perfect new place together. Apartments.com, the place to find a pet-friendly place. Thank you so much, Apartments.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. My last thing to say about Outside Lands. If you have not seen Rufus Du Sol live, I am sorry. I do not mean to sound like a broken record, but like I feel like every time we talk about Rufus Du Sol, there are no words to describe how incredible they are and like the transcendent experience it is to see the live music from them. Because even the albums themselves are good enough, but like the visuals, and they were playing like the closing of the festival, and it was during sunset, and it was everything about it was like mind-blowing. And yeah, I was surrounded by my favorite people and it was lovely.
It was a magic moment for sure. And I think that's honestly my, as fun as it is to go and see all the different bands and all the different sets, I love like leaving with core memories for like certain bands and certain like concert experiences. And then the fact that you get to like take away so many of those from each of the festivals, I just loved it. And you're exactly right. It was the perfect like set, and sunset was like there, and we had a good spot, and everyone was just like dancing. I loved it.
Now, I think it would be a little weird to discuss all this like festival stuff when in the news like there is also something happening with Travis Scott that we asked y'all what should we talk about this week, and a lot of y'all were like, discuss Travis Scott and Astroworld. So on a very general, here's what happened. Travis Scott. Do you know who that is?
A rapper.
A rapper.
Is it a genders? Not gender. Jenner.
Gender.
Is it?
I think they know a gender. A Jenner.
I think they have a baby with a Jenner.
I don't know, and I don't care. They also made a festival called Astroworld. Travis did, and I feel like it's happened before. Like it's had different locations around the country, or like it's been. This is certainly not the first one, or if it is, correct me if I'm wrong. But on the first night of this past weekend of it, it kind of turned into something a lot worse than any festival should. It's kind of everyone's worst nightmare of a festival. From what I know, the crowds were too crowded. Everyone was too cramped. The security was not helping. The artists were not stopping the show. People were passing out from dehydration and from crowd cramp. I don't know what it's called. Crowd.
Like rushing the stage.
Yeah, stuff like that. People had jumped the fences in the VIP areas, and people had stormed the entrances. So from the get-go, it was kind of turning into a mess. And then from what I can tell, during Travis Scott's performance, I think on the first night, he was the closer, the opener, the headliner for the first night. If you create a festival and you are an artist, everyone that's coming to the festival is going to want to come to your set. It doesn't matter. I think most festivals do a really good job of during a headliner, there's also other things you can go see that are going to pull some of the crowd to those other people. But obviously, if it's Travis Scott's festival, a lot of people are going to go see Travis Scott if he's performing. As of now, 8 people, one as young as 14, have died from everything that went down during everything on that first night. Dozens more were injured. Fans were crushed when the crowd was surging toward the stage. I'm reading the report right now, and it's something that's in development, and everyone is sending in videos and firsthand accounts and everything like that. The reason I bring it up it's not our business, but somebody tweeted me and said, I would love for you to discuss, since you go to a lot of festivals, what ways can people be safe at a festival that maybe they can, even if security is not doing their job, what can you do to make sure that you are safe? And I thought we've been to a few festivals. I feel like we can speak to that. Do you have any advice? Do you have any thoughts?
No, I definitely do. I think a big thing about going to the festivals or music fests in general is just having a social awareness and understanding that whenever there's a crowd that large with that many people, that you need to be extra careful and extra aware of what's going on. I think I live my life day to day a pretty little, what's it called? Hyper aware, which I know I need to work on, but maybe it comes in beneficial when we're at festivals. Because I think you just need to always pay attention to kind of the crowds and the people around you. And if you notice that it's starting to get full, or people are starting to push or starting to crowd a certain area, it's important to not only be aware of that, but to act sooner rather than later. I've definitely been in crowds, not only at festivals, but also at concerts, where you feel like people start pushing or feel like the crowd's starting to surge. And I would never put myself in a place that risks that kind of injury or anything dangerous happening. So if I notice it starts happening, I would be all right, it's time for me to go. It's time for me to make some space. It's time for me to get out of here. But I don't know. I think that's the biggest thing, is anytime you're going to anything with that many people, you just need to be a little extra aware of just your surroundings as a whole.
Yeah. I think everyone has an urge to there's an appeal to thinking, oh, I want to be at the front of the concert, no matter what show you're at. Let me tell you,
that don't always appeal to me.
It's not that great. It's not that great. I can understand somebody thinking it must be better closer to the stage. It's not. I don't know if I've ever been to anything where the very front of the experience is the best spot to be at.
Yeah.
Because you are being pushed and squeezed, and everyone's trying to get to the front. It's so much better if you have room to wiggle. And well, now, I don't know.
I'm like, I want to dance like, anyway, so.
So if that is one takeaway I hope everyone listening takes, is that it, no matter what show, concert, festival, anything, the front is no better than anywhere in the back where you might have a little bit more room to breathe and wiggle and dance and be with friends. Because if you're that close to the front and everyone's trying to be one inch closer, you don't get to experience the music. You are experiencing all of the, everyone around you pushing.
Oh, yeah.
You don't get to experience what's happening on stage because you really can't see. You're like, unless you're like the tallest person in the crowd, you can't see anything because everyone is like in your way. I mean, that's from my experience. I'm a 5'5 little man.
It's just like people pushing you in the back and like crush, like you're being crushed up against the like barricades.
Yeah. And then my other takeaway is a water backpack. It is a game changer. You may think, oh, we can always go run and grab a water bottle. And like, trust me when I say the water backpack, there's like a whole bunch of different brands that you can get. But if you just search like Rave water backpack or something, I don't know what, they're pretty inexpensive and you can fill it up. Most festivals have a water like a refill station. You can fill it up. You will not, I feel like I am way less dehydrated if I bring my water backpack any day of a festival or my friends too, because I feel like a lot of people, if I'm right there, I'm like, does anybody need water? And you can, I always bring like little, like there's Raverade or Gatorade, like packets
that
you can add to your water, electrolytes. That's really helpful. That's like a tip I would give.
I mean, I think it's just too, it's making sure you're hydrated, making sure you're eating. I think a lot of times, sometimes at festivals, people get so in the mindset of like running from one stage to another that you forget your basic human needs. And it's
like trying not to miss a single set.
Right.
You forget to eat lunch and then.
Right. And then you're hungry. Yeah. I'm like, no, maybe we're older and wiser, or maybe I'm just old, but I'm like, all right, we can grab a pretzel on the way to the next set.
And plus, because usually a festival has food stands everywhere, you can like stop for a burger or something and like still enjoy the show from a distance. Like there's a lot of people that just sit in a field and watch from a distance and eat dinner. You don't have to be at the very front to enjoy something. Now, with that said, the front of a show should be safe. Like just because you're at the front doesn't mean it's guaranteed unsafe. Like that is 100% on the organizers to ensure that every spot you can enjoy should be safe.
And like you said, I know it's still a lot of like stuff is still breaking and a lot of this still news is still developing, but it's just sad, obviously, that people were hurt and lost their lives. But it's like a lot of this is saying like the Houston police chief talked to Travis Scott in his trailer ahead of time to voice concerns about the crowd. It sounds like people were encouraging him to like take a break in the set to let the crowd kind of like have a lull for a moment and like come down. And so they can kind of ask people to give some people some room. And it just doesn't feels like they had a lot of good ideas and nobody took them or listened to them.
Now, I have seen during all of this, I have seen people also bringing up past things that Travis Scott has done, like, for example, encouraging somebody to jump off some type of high up thing at a show where he was like, oh, don't worry, somebody will catch you. And then the person who jumped off became paralyzed. There was also an instance where Travis Scott was crowd surfing and somebody tried to apparently take his shoe and he was like pointing him out to the crowd, which get rid of the guy if you want to, but he was telling the crowd to fuck him up. And it's like, okay, he has a history of not just not stopping unruly behavior, but almost encouraging it. And so I from an outside perspective, seeing everything, think like you go to a show and the person on stage has the ability to set a vibe.
Oh, for sure.
And I have been to many festivals with headliners way bigger who are able to set a vibe of stopping a show if they see something going down or encouraging, I don't know, like the type of artists that are like, look around, say hi to a stranger. Like, that goes a long way as opposed to encouraging, you know, fucking it up. And I think, I just, It is a scary, scary thing. That's like anybody that goes to live music, that is a worst nightmare. So
yeah,
I mean, obviously our condolences and our like love and
yeah, no,
support
I mean
to anybody going through it.
No, I mean even there was like a little kind of mini moment like that at Outside Lands with one of the stages, and I literally was like, okay, well, I'm gonna take a step back. I'm gonna find something else to do. I don't need to be in this like crowd swell at this moment. It's not that important. Like, let me circle back to this stage when things calmed down. And I went and got some food and literally did just that. And then when I came back, they had it all reorganized. They had taken a time out from the people playing and they reorganized everything so that it would be safe and secure. And I was thankful that they did it.
I see on Twitter, it's trending 1 hour ago. Travis Scott is refunding all Astroworld attendees and canceling his Day in Vegas appearance. So like... some accountability is happening, but that will not change the fact that 8 people died. So I'm hoping for change to it, to structure of festivals, and at least, yeah, I don't know, accountability. So that's the that on that. That's enough about that. If you have any thoughts or concerns or advice for people going to festivals, share it on the Discord. I would love to see.
Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
Hey, I'm Brett Podolsky, co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them and easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
Cool. Anything else to discuss on this fine day?
Well, I was going to bring up Chris Pratt and how much he sucks, but like, I feel like this podcast episode is so like, we hate everyone.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess
what's
it's
something
not
funny. Can we love to laugh? Hey.
Well, hey, you know, I saw Dune.
I was going to say, hey,
I watched a movie.
I heard it was very pretty.
Yeah. It was. Wait, you haven't seen it yet?
No.
I've watched it 3 times now.
Oh, I was going to say, I know you've already seen this movie, but I got my advance tickets to House of Gucci.
Oh, I did already see it. I went to an advanced screening and Gaga was there.
What?
Al Pacino was there. Jared Leto was there.
Pepperoncini.
Selma Hayek was there. Adam Driver was there.
And I also saw The Eternals.
I did not see that.
Well, I've got some Marvel friends who love it, and they always invite me because they know I love popcorn. And I sat there and watched the whole movie, and I thought, oh my God.
Was it fun?
I thought, oh my God, once this is over, we're all going to be like, well, that one wasn't great. And then it ended, and then the three of them were all like, well, that was incredible. And I thought, another popcorn alone.
To each their own.
Truly.
I want to know what you think of Dune. Go, please, please watch Dune. It's on HBO,
yeah,
I think, for
I've
free.
Got the HBO Max. I'll watch it. It was a busy weekend with you here, and then I had a crazy work week last week. And so I'm like, I get a short week this week, a couple days off. So hell yeah. Go and watch some movies.
Are you caught up on Drag Race?
Yeah, and I'm going to play all the new Animal Crossing. I've been playing every day.
Hey!
Again.
I didn't see it coming. No, I didn't see it coming.
I
tweeted that video you keep texting us.
Coming.
And who is that? Beth 9000 or something?
Eve 6000.
Eve 6000 replied to it. It was like, oh my God, remember when you made a video with Miles J? I was like, oh, Eve knows.
Well, and I thought, that's Canada. And then didn't you say River Medway went to the book tour or slumber party tour?
Yes,
our impact.
That River Medway posted a picture, tweeted a picture at me of the two of us at the Binge book tour in the UK. I'm like, all these baby drag racers.
I wonder.
They were all at the slumber party tour.
I must know which drag contestants have appeared at the slumber party tour.
All of them. It's more likely than you think.
I know, literally. All right. That's it. Good. We ended on a high note, and I didn't see it coming.
Speaking of a high note, I'm about to go get stoned and play some Animal Crossing.
I've been loving the new updates. I made a piss castle for that piss king.
Oh, my God. The amount of new items in the update.
Yeah, I'm stressed by the new items.
Every time I log in, I'm overwhelmed.
I'm stressed by the number of new items because I want to make... I've been doing a lot of the vacation homes, and I get to see all the cool new items, and now I'm desperate to have them in my own house. That's my big takeaway. Did you see...
If there's anything you need, I'll bring it to you.
Honey, they have a giant, like, beanstalk vine.
I saw.
It's, like, as big as a tree. I died. I cried.
I saw.
I lived. Anyway.
Okay.
We'll catch us playing Animal Crossing this week.
Okay. Corey, where can people find you?
Yes. Living my best life.
That's cool.
Cool. Where they can find you, huh?
You can find me on Twitch. This week I'm playing Animal Crossing, Fortnite, Sims, and Grand Theft Auto. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
Sounds like a treat.
It's gonna be fun. Okay. Corey, have a good life. See you on the Discord.
Love you.
Later.
Bye.